This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, you guys? We're back with Ratchet Mondays, Love and Hip Hop New York edition, season 7, episode 9. Don't mess with the exes. A lot of baby mama drama, and seems like the creep squad is just dwindling down. You don't want to miss out.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I don't usually do this unless I'm drunk, I'm high, but I'm both right now, got me talking about my life.
Hey.
I don't usually do this unless I'm drunk, I'm high, but I'm both right now.
They got me right there. Okay. Rerun. Okay. Millie Rocket.
I don't do this unless I'm drunk, I'm high, okay. But I'm both right now. Yeah, I'm both.
Hey.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a drink. Yeah, I smoke.
Hey.
Yeah, you think I need you, but I don't.
Nope.
Just left out Dubai with all my folk.
Dubai. Money.
Open water, my location is remote.
Hey, you know, you guys, we gotta, you know, always keep it ratchet on a Monday.
Always got to.
It's just what it is.
Even
what we
though
do
it's Martin Luther King Day, so that's a damn shame.
Happy MLK, guys.
Happy MLK Day.
You know, the day where we could all be diverse and just, you know, watch Love and Hip Hop with a diverse cast.
Because we all had a dream of some ratchetness on a Monday.
A dream to keep it real and a dream to not mess with the exes.
Don't do it.
But you know, what's up, you guys? It's your girl, Trine. I love you guys and I'm so glad that we're back. We are down two, but me and my boy Jimmy V are holding it down.
We gonna hold it down, Trizzy.
Where can they find you at?
Hey, man. At Be Your Own Dad, Twitter, Instagram. I'm telling y'all. Y'all better check the blog. I'm posting up some shit up there. BeYourOwnDad.blogspot.com. And where can they find you at, Trizzy?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Your Girl Trine.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not just saying this because this is my boy, but I checked out the vlog and I was, you know,
hey,
the vlog was cool. So
okay,
you guys need
okay.
to check out his vlog. I'm just
plugging
him, you know. Got to plug your people. Got to look out for your people.
Gotcha.
Like we see in this episode here.
This episode.
So, you know, DJ Drewski.
Oh, man, yes. Okay, so let's start. Mr. He's been gone a few episodes.
He has.
He came back with, he's been up to no good. Or his girl's been up to no good. What you think?
So, he, you know, stops off at the basketball courts with our man, Joel Santana.
Dipset.
Which this was really great. You know, keeping back to the community. And he basically tells Joel's that he set up a spy cam. And we all know Joel's can, you know, compare to this sort of drama.
Yeah.
Of...
Definitely, yeah. He can relate on some level.
Yeah, Kambela going through his phone, you know, behind his back while he's on the toilet, while he's sleeping. He said he woke up and his phone was moved.
Gone.
And, you know, but it seems that Drewski's not with it. He said that Sky looks lame and she looks corny.
Right.
And he knows that, you know, the trust isn't there. So what he decided to do was set up his computer with the webcam.
Mm-hmm.
He put the record on while he was in the shower, knew that she was gonna go through his phone. He put the phone on the counter, caught her going through his phone.
Man, so Trizzy, was he in the right or in the wrong for posting up the camera in the first place?
You know, it is a little weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. You know, if you really, it's really that sort of passive aggressive stuff.
Yeah.
That is just not going to get you anywhere in a relationship. I mean,
one thing I did like that Joel said, and I'm going to hit it with the quotes early on. He said, girls love it when you talk to them. Just talk to her. If this is supposed to be your girlfriend and now they actually live together now, have communication.
If he's this is supposed to be wifey, my it's chat people, where are my chat people at?
Oh yeah, engineer, pull if you can chat, bring up the chat.
I want to hear what y'all got to say. Here. Because...
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up.
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Stopping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
If this is supposed to be wifey, you don't need to be going through the length of posting it on social media. We just gonna jump to that because...
He did force it.
This was just outrageous. Like, what are you gonna get out of it? You know, Joel's was like, talk to her, happy wife, happy life. Mm-hmm. We got, you know, some advice from Joel's. Maybe he should set up a... You know, a little column, a little advice column. I don't know. But I just think that it was really just petty on his part.
Petty to a thousand levels. I'm a snitch on myself. I would set up a cam. If I was suspicious of my partner doing things, I would set up a cam. But I would not post it on social media. I'd set up the cam to be like, yeah, I got you red-handed. What you got to say? But as far as showing it out to the world, and Jaruski said he did that so he can let her know how stupid she looks. But at the end of the day, you look stupid, Drew.
What's the point? What's the point of this? Like, what is this gonna get you? That
no
you
way,
know.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to prove a point. I got to show that you're not ready for a relationship. I got to show you that I can one-up you.
Mm-hmm.
You were the one that was cheating. Yeah, he didn't, like, have sex with Bianca.
Yep.
But he was in the hotel. I mean, I'm not saying that Sky needs to be going through his phone. I don't condone that. You know, that's not good for you to be going through your significant other's phone. You know, if you can't trust them, don't be in a relationship with them. Point blank, period.
Yes. Oh, my girl. Let me tell you. I'm going to be snitching on myself all show. Listen, guys. I was in a relationship one time, all right? Some shit went down that messed up all my trust issues, right? I found myself snooping through her phone. But it was at that point I knew, Jimmy, this isn't you. What are you doing? Get out of this relationship. Then I moved to California. So, bam, there you go.
He's like, I'm just gonna move.
I was like, look, this isn't me. I'm gone.
Yeah, but you know, this whole situation just got out of hand when he posted on social media.
Yeah.
What was that supposed to be like?
Yeah.
I wish I could have seen what the caption was. What was
I
the
wish.
Caption? Like,
yeah.
when you find out your girlfriend is snooping through your phone.
Where anybody in the chat room, if y'all can go stalk Sky's Instagram or DJ Juski's Instagram for us. And if the video happens to be up, let us know and tag us on Twitter or Instagram so we can check that out there. But it
overall,
was just a stupid move. It was stupid.
This is dumb. She walks out. She's upset. He throws his hat.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. No one cares.
But I definitely think he dug a deeper hole than he thought.
Yeah, because all he had to do was just talk to her and be like, look, like, what is it going to take? I didn't sleep with the girl. I don't want her. I want you.
Mm-hmm.
We're moving in together. If we can't, you know, move past this? How are we going to move into, like, further into our relationship?
Can we talk about this moving in part two? They just kind of dropped that on us. There's a meme going around with a guy like this with a white tee. They just dropped in the fact that, boom, moving in. Like, when did all this, was this, obviously this had to happen after the whole Bianca thing, whatever. But Sky must have forgave him for that and said, okay, I'm going to move in with you. But obviously things are still, they're still going through their issues.
Yeah, you know.
Would you move in with someone after you found them in a hotel room with a girl half naked?
No.
We need answers, Sway.
No.
We need answers.
You don't have the answers, Sway. No. No, I mean, no. Because you're not going to be secure unless he's like, maybe in her eyes, she's like, okay, he asked me to move in, and this is just his step of finally saying, okay, he's going to change. If he's saying that, okay, we're going to move in together, then maybe he's really trying to make that move of seriousness.
I'm telling you, I'm going to agree with the people in the chat room now. Sky, Trusky's got you looking dumb. I already told you before, you are a young, beautiful, attractive woman. If he's not leveling you up, man, stop looking stupid for cameras.
Yep, and making it work for no reason. But we're gonna hash that out another time.
Man, but a lot of people out here are looking stupid for cameras.
And we see the creep squad.
Oh my gosh, minus two. These guys, the depressive ass.
Peter Guns and Rich Dollars meet up at a car lot because Rich Dollars has a fetish.
Oh, right.
What is it new? He has a fetish with Corvettes.
Cars, I guess, you know.
Yeah. Peter Guns decides, oh, this is a good chance for me to butter him up and get him to realize that we need to forgive Cisco.
Mm-hmm.
Rich isn't, you know, with it. He's like,
yeah. One thing I did like about Rich, he breaks down the scorpion and frog. Did you understand that?
Yeah. I mean, this analogy was somewhat dumb to me.
Mm.
You have a frog, and then the frog gets on the lily pad, and there's a scorpion. I didn't know frogs and scorpions hung out. I'm really, like, confused.
Good point.
Do scorpions even hang out in water? I thought they were in dry places, like the desert.
Deserts and such, yeah.
You could have used a different analogy, but I get
Definitely.
It.
But yeah, I understood what he was trying to say. Trizzy.
And he was just like, but you know, I get it. Like, we can't keep forgiving the man. Like, the frog basically kept giving the scorpion a chance, and the scorpion kept stinging him every time.
Yeah.
And this frog is barely on his last breath, tongue out.
Yep.
Can't even get food anymore. And he's like, he's a scorpion. He just keeps stinging me, and I'm not going to drown. Like,
yeah.
And of course, Peter Guns is like, he's a scorpion.
He's like, hey, look, he's not a scorpion. He's a Capricorn. He's like, Peter Guns, shut up. You're stupid.
My name's Cisco, and I'm a Capricorn.
But nah, that was funny. I think if there was anything we can take from this episode here, that might have been the little educational aspect that you might can actually learn from Love and Hip Hop is let go of all the people who continue to repeatedly do you wrong.
Yeah, because he said we've given him multiple chances, you know. The situation with the fact that Diamond Strawberry, we had that situation. Then we had Mariah Lynn. Now we have this. We have him running his mouth continuously. When are we going to finally leave old dude in the dark? When are we just going to leave him? And, you know, yeah, he's going through stuff. Richard Dollar said, yeah, he's going through stuff. I'm not going to let, you know, the man be by himself and things like that. But I can't continuously let this guy just get away with this. He's not 5. He's what, 40?
Man, he's got to be like at least 55.
Yeah.
All right, man. Looking them old guys trying to act young. Stop it, okay? And I can say that because I am young myself. Let it go. Jeez.
But you know, it's a fad. Obviously, these guys think we look young. Black don't crack. You know, we can do this, but yeah, it was kind of dumb.
And they're always going after the young girls. I mean, we see Major Galore. Minor Galore after that goddamn performance, but we'll get into it.
Yeah.
Before they link up, she's shaking her ass in the church. I hope they prayed before. But, and off the rip, she starts to flirt with Cisco. Hey, blah, blah, blah. I would love to work with you. Blah, blah. Man, don't you know what this guy does? Like, granted, I guess she's new to everything, so she doesn't know. But Cisco, he goes, plays the, oh, yeah, I would love to do some work with you. Blah, blah, blah. Then he gets into the pettiest shit ever. I don't care if the information is actually real or not, but sharing the fact, if it is real, that he used to help Mariah Lynn out and giving that information to Major, that's just cold.
Yeah, no, that whole situation, this whole situation was just gossiping in the church.
Goddamn, how many sins are y'all gonna break?
Gossiping, twerking, we're not judging people, because that's where's the number the one thing. We can't judge. We can't judge. I'm not going to judge y'all, but I am going to say, you could have had this little meeting, and why you got to bring Mariah Lynn into the situation?
Exactly.
What does she have to do with it?
Nothing.
We're working. He says, I don't have no loyalty to self, and I didn't got no loyalty to Mariah Lynn, and drops some jewels saying that he was putting money in her fridge.
Putting money into her bank account,
yes,
so she could put groceries in her fridge. That's just petty, man.
Even if you did do that, why would you go and tell the next person about it?
Especially on TV.
Right. Like, what if, you know, and he goes on, he's like, I was the one putting money in her bank so she could feed her little bony ass. That was quotable.
Quotable starting early.
That's the quote of the night, because he was just going in on her. And then he wonders why all this bad stuff keeps happening.
Thank you.
Because he literally screws everyone over that he ever encounters.
Look, listen, y'all. You get out this world what you put in, all right? You put out some shit, you get some shit. Clearly, you see Cisco doing shit. That's why nobody likes you, Cisco.
I don't even like you, and I don't even know you, but...
Stop wearing them sweaters, man. Them shits is ugly.
Mariah Lynn went in on him. She's like, he wears the same sweaters every time. The $12
really
sweaters at that.
He really
the
does.
The ones that you get from the swap meet.
Oh.
You know, we're just gonna run into that, because it was just a hot mess, so... Obviously, Self has put time and energy into these girls.
He does.
So,
and he be catching feelings. He catches feelings.
He said, I put a lot of time and energy towards these ladies. And so we see the performance, which was at your local New York club. If you guys know where it was at, let us know.
Maybe
when I go to New York, I can visit and...
Maybe I can perform.
Obviously catch these girls, because it was a show to remember. Major Galore goes up there with her $12 turtleneck and... She messes up.
Engineer, do we have a
hold up.
Do we have some head?
Hold up. I'm gonna need you to really just start this over for me. You know, you don't get second chances in the industry.
For real.
You know, what if there was like somebody who could obviously sign you, or who could want, you know, who was in the building, who was watching you? You don't get a second chance.
Yes, and then what I'm mad about is they showed her rehearsing in a church. Clearly, she didn't rehearse enough, because she still messed up.
She feeling herself so much and pumps herself so much up that she just looks dumb every time.
Yes.
And the creeps were in the building.
Peter was all
and Rich
there.
Dollars, they were like watching. And of course, you know, they had their say so when Mariah Lynn went up. Mariah Lynn, of course, she's on her P's and Q's. She kills it.
Yeah. Honestly,
she kills it.
Good
and
for her.
Yeah, she kills it. And pretty much, you know, Self, he decides, okay, let me go to my fellas and see how they felt about
the creep squad.
Felt about the performance, because, you know, in order to get onto the powerhouse stage, I need a second opinion. Why do you need a second opinion?
Why, when it's your event? Yeah.
We already know who is better performer.
Clearly.
The song? I don't even know what her song was about.
It looks like that was Minor Galore's first performance. Really.
And she doesn't have star performance quality.
I didn't feel no energy. I didn't feel that she was even trying, compared to Mariah Lynn, who obviously owned the stage.
I mean, I would have liked to seen her all dolled up. She looked like she was rehearsing again. The outfit she was wearing. Like, if this is something that you're really serious about, I'm going to need you to have your... your lace front wig on with the bangs and your grill. Get your grill right. on. I'm going to need you to, you know, self, you're not doing
Nails
your job.
Done, hair
you're
done.
You're not doing your job.
Everything did.
You're
okay.
not doing your job. You got these ladies out here having to take care of themselves. If you was really doing your job, you would have not a designer, but a stylist to help out your artist. Cause,
or your best friend and right, that can do your makeup or something.
Right,
okay?
Or call up old girl.
Trizzy from, point.
Or, you know, call up old girl from last season who had the store who could dress the girl. Forget
what
her
happened
name.
To her?
I forget her name, but you know, you got
they come and they go.
You got connections and yeah. everything like that. And which was really dumb was, you know, these guys always talk themselves up, especially when Cisco is like, you know, I could help you out. I got a lot of, you know,
I can do this.
He's
for
like,
you.
I met her at my brother Tanks.
Tanks. Why are you dropping Tanks' name? We ain't heard of Tank all season. I don't even think Tank's affiliated with Love and Hip Hop. You gonna drop Tank's name?
He thinks everybody is his brother.
That's my people.
He's like, I met her, blah, blah, blah. But this whole encounter, the situation of them kind of tag teaming on Mariah Lynn, mm-hmm. you know, Rich Dollars giving his opinion.
Yeah,
Peter
Guns. Two cents.
I mean, it was dumb and it was uncalled for and unprofessional.
And then once again, a fight started out again. I mean, we all probably guessed it. I think I was actually laughing when Minor Galore said that Mariah Lynn had a diaper butt. I thought that was pretty funny.
She's like, I saw you up in there twerking, but you wasn't working.
Wasn't working.
You wasn't working.
And then we see the shout out to Erica Mena, because she clearly started this back in the day. The legendary drink throw, when they find the closest drink, and then psh, we saw it again, of course.
Yeah, it was dumb, you know. She decided to bring up the whole situation about not having groceries in her
another
fridge.
Petty move.
Another petty
in
move.
In front of the creep squad,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, like, okay, I'm not throwing you under the bus. The most that I'm saying is, girl, you know, I was where you was at last year. And then I hate when girls do this. I don't know if guys do this. Oh, I've been singing since I was 4 years old. I've been doing poetry since I was nine. Like, bro.
Nobody cares.
You know, people be like, I've been doing this since I was 2 years old.
Right.
Like,
oh. You couldn't even walk at two. What you talking about?
You were singing since you were four.
Yeah. Okay. What were you singing? Your ABCs?
Okay.
Shut up, man.
So it was just dumb, you know. It was stupid.
Yeah. They go back and forth. I got another quotable for you, Trizzy. I got a stack of singles to throw at you, Marilyn said. And then Galore said back, bitch, you don't even have money for groceries. That was a good comeback. That was a good comeback.
Yeah, she was, you know, and it made Cisco look even worse because Bisco, you know, now, you know, we see that Self meets up with both Mariah Lynn and Major Galore after the situation. And this whole thing was dumb, you know. They both, I mean, she's like, I had to cool her off. She just
it's like, Cisco made a good point. Stop all this gangsta. This isn't Scarface. This isn't a goddamn Godfather where you throwing shots at her, you throwing shots at her. Y'all are on the same team. It's like, get your shit together. And then once again, we see another drink thrown. Mariah Lynn took the drink out the, you know what? Let me get my drink out. And then Self gets wet. At that point, I'd have been pissed. I'd have been like, look, I'm trying to put both of y'all on. Now y'all are disrespecting me?
Yeah, it was. Don't you think that maybe these girls really just like premeditate this? She had a water bottle in her purse.
In her purse. That her purse is like this size. I'm sure she had to fit that bitch.
Maybe you need to cool down.
Stop with the corny one-liners, all right?
The water at her, too. It was just, this is just getting old.
One good thing they did get out of that meeting, though, was they understand that Cisco clearly went to Galore to get back at Self and Mariah
Lynn. I think that was just a way for her to, like, try and, she's like those kind of people that would be like, yeah, like, okay, I'm good with you now. Like, you know, they try to jump on the bandwagon because they don't have friends or because they're new to the city or something. Like, I just think that she wanted to throw Cisco under the bus because she wanted to seem like, oh, well, yeah, let me, you know, act correct and things like that. Like, you're the reason why the whole situation was bad. No.
Yeah, you're the one that spilled the tea.
Yeah, like, told you that. What does that have...
That had nothing to do with the situation. And then she goes, whoa, this is the people that I'm going to make money with, so I'm going to be loyal to them. What money have you made thus far? Please, I would like to know. Because I bet it's not a lot.
I would, too. You know, I'm not seeing anything. I'm not seeing any moves being made. I'm not, you know, we have artists on the show like Cardi B who are going on tour. And, I mean, he works for... Power 105. So
Self does, yeah.
It's going to be an automatic that he can get you at Powerhouse. Mm-hmm. He works there.
He kind of knows.
Yeah, he kind of. So. It's. I mean, yeah, that's a great opportunity, but it's not for you to just be like bragging about or thinking that, oh, this is the greatest opportunity in the world. And, you know, all three of us can stick together now and be best buddies. And now we can just go against Cisco and we got to get this kid out. It was just really so loving hip hop.
So loving hip hop.
Everyone just jumps on the bandwagon and is all friends and buddy, buddy. And speaking of buddy, buddy.
Oh, okay. Major made money from Mona. Yeah, obviously, if you're on the episodes, you do make money from Mona. But what money did you make from Self?
Yeah, that's no money. Enough money to put you up in the apartment that, you know, they set up for you. But
just like Jay?
Yeah.
Jay from Chicago?
Jay Adrian, so... Jay Adrian, we see her. She goes to the gorgeous gangster office.
The gorgeous gangster, you know. I can't take this anymore, Snoop. I love Snoop because that's her. I believe that's Snoop all the way, you know. Snoop's not acting, even though she is an actor. But Snoop keeps it real as well as she keeps it real with Jay, letting her know that you let your emotions get to you. And even in that small sitting that they have, Jay's emotions took control again. And she's like, I feel like flipping over right now, blah, blah, blah. It's like, chill.
She's cursing.
Yeah.
There was no, like, cursing coming out of Snoop's mouth or anything. Like, she's, Snoop, like, was
nice and still. Calm. Stalemate face, just.
Yeah, calm. And Jay's all like, you know, I really want to be with you still. And... I mean, Snoop was right. She's like, I'm not going to let this girl take money out of my pocket and mess up my reputation. Like,
you can't let that happen, yeah.
We haven't been knowing each other for that long. It was fun while it lasted. Like, you can't add anything to this. You're going to continue to be a negative person in my life, and I can't have you around anymore.
I'm going
to
shout out Rich Dollars right now. Jay is a scorpion. Snoop is a frog, okay? Jay kept stinging. Snoop was like, I'm out. I'm done.
Yeah, they had the meeting, and, you know, shout out to Khalil. You know, he was saying that last week they could have had the meeting about, you know, what her actions were at the performance. I agree. There was a time and place for everything now that I think about it. Like, Snoop could have mentally taken that into her mind and been like, okay, I got you. Like, I'm going to mentally think about what you just did, and we're going to have a meeting, and I'm going to fire you because I can't even do it with you. I can't deal.
What's got to be done?
You're negative energy.
You're
over-emotional. You're just too much, and I'm trying to go high places, and if you don't want to come with me,
thank you.
You need to act different. You need to, like, you know, she could have easily gotten back with her had she taken it slow.
Mm-hmm.
She's, like, over here, like, trying to rush, trying to get into it, trying to, you know, get back with her when it's, like, there's still so much drama on your part. Snoop.
Another thing, too, was Snoop didn't even want her there in the first place. But if you guys remember last episode, what can I do to be involved? And Snoop's like, okay, I'll take another chance. Brought her out to the event, embarrassed her again. Now it's like, damn, again you're doing this to me? So they say three strikes, you're out.
Three strikes. And speaking of that, we are at a basketball court. And, you know, we're inspired by He Got Game. Son and father meet up, Cisco and Rich Dollaz.
Cisco and Rich.
And, you know, Cisco comes up with his Thanksgiving edition sweater.
Hey, the sweats was cool, you know. I don't know about balling in them, but, you know, the sweats was cool.
The gray.
Rich always trying to act like he's 24, but okay.
You know, I'm not saying Rich. Rich, you know, he's comfortable. Mm-hmm. But, of course, Cisco came like he was going to a family dinner or something.
And in the same old sweater. All up on the court.
All up on the court, trying to get somebody to feel sorry for him.
For real.
He comes up tear-eyed already.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know,
Trizzy, I can't take Cisco.
I can't even take this whole meetup seriously.
Oh, my gosh. It got so emotional.
Crying.
Y'all a grown-ass man. What are you doing?
What are we crying about?
Like, thank you.
I mean, what happened? He's like, I mean, you leave me do what I gotta do myself. Like,
I can't let you drown me, Francisco. We use the governments out here.
Francisco.
I can't let you drown me, Francisco. I'm gonna walk away.
Is are you guys in a boy band? Like, is this real life? Like, is this like a breakup? Like, I'm so confused. Like, what are you guys making money together? Is there?
Thank you. What type of real relationship is this?
Yeah.
Because I doubt they hit each other up. Yo, what you doing? I'm chilling. You want a game? All right, cool. I doubt they do that.
I mean, these guys obviously have been rolling with each other for a long, long time. And
whatever that is.
You know, I feel Rich. Like, he's like, I'm sorry, dude, but you're hella negative. I don't want you to be around me. I mean, Cisco's out here, like, running his mouth, talking, slick.
Cisco is, he's a neg. Yeah, he's a leech. He's just everywhere for no reason. What are you doing?
Yeah, and then he had the nerve to, like, once Rich is, like, talking to him and telling him, like, you're wrong. He's like, I know I'm wrong. Like, you don't think I know that?
That's one thing I'll give it up for Cisco. He owned up to it. That's one thing. But besides that, bruh, stop it.
He like, always does this, like, puppy dog thing where he puts his head down and he's like...
And then Rich, like, cuddled him.
Yeah, they hugged. They were, like, both crying. Like,
I'm gonna walk off.
I'm gonna walk away. I can't do this with you no more, bro.
I can't do this anymore.
I love you way too much.
Sounding like breaking up with a girlfriend or something. It's like, damn.
It was like, I don't know, bromance at its finest.
You got me tripping. I don't have any type of relationships like that. I don't know.
And so, basically, earlier in the episode, we see that it's... Seems fifth birthday.
Yes.
Erica's got the, you know, the setup going on. The kids are there. Samantha shows up with Mendici's Jr.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And of course, we don't see that Yandy's there.
Right. But there was a little cute scene with the kids.
Yeah.
And little brother, big brother. That might have been the nicest heartwarming scene of the whole episode.
Yeah, that was cute. I mean, I definitely feel like the kids are really cute, and it's just sad that, you know, this whole baby mama drama is just too much, you know? Like, it's dumb because she didn't invite her. There was no, like, communication. I mean, what we saw that there was a birthday party a few episodes ago where it got out of hand. So there was no, like, invitation, and we see Grandma Judy show up, and she's like, where's Yandy at? Girl, like, you already know why she's not here. Like, you know, I'm tired of you acting like you don't know the situation when I know you know.
I'll tell you what, though. I do not believe Yandy did not know about the birthday.
Yeah, I mean, she knows Asim's birthday.
Yeah, like, if you're really a part of this family, you know the siblings, at least... month, you know?
Yeah.
And then Yandy was like, oh, like you said, I didn't get no email, I didn't get no invite, blah, blah, blah. If you know it's a birthday, I think the least you can do, being that you have one of the brothers, one of the kids, reach out to her. Like, hey, are you doing anything special?
Be the bigger person.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, although you don't have to like this girl, you know.
It's not about you. Yeah. It's about the kids.
Yeah, like, just like.
Petty ass.
Right. Like, if any time, the only communication that you guys should be having is if you guys want to have the kids play at the park together, mm-hmm. if you want to have the kids do dinner together or hang out. But all this this drama is dumb. You know, they decided to bring Judy outside
right.
and ask her about the marriage, if it's real. Why is it any concern?
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, you know, they brought her outside. They all ganged up on her. Then moments later, we see that Samantha's in the car and she gets a call.
And she gets that call from Mendeecees.
From Mendeecees. And
gets that phone call.
This whole conversation was hilarious because he was like, I know you running around with Erica. You know, y'all acting like some sister wives. He's like, you know, while you was pregnant that cheated on you with her. So
exactly.
Now you guys want to be best friends?
Now y'all want to be cool?
Like
that's what we're doing now?
Erica knew that Samantha was pregnant, and she was, you know, still saying, oh, I want to sleep with you, Mendeecees. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you got another girl mm-hmm. pregnant. Like, I still want the D. Mm-hmm. I want it now. I need it now, D. Mendeecees. So, basically, you know, it was just the whole conversation. Of course, this always happens with baby mama drama, daddies, and all that. It's always like, well, no, if you want to call me, you need to be calling me about my
only
son.
Bro, little Mendeecees, yeah, like, this, that, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. I'm glad he brought that to light to hopefully open up her eyes here that you're pretty much, you're teaming up with someone who had no respect from you from jump.
Yeah, yeah, it's like she needs a friend that badly.
Yeah.
That you're going over to the chick that was sleeping with the dude that got you pregnant. Like, mm-hmm. I would not. What's wrong? What? That don't even sound right.
It doesn't.
But the best part of the night, baby mama drama. Ooh, went down.
That went baby down. Mama drama.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah.
This was crazy, you know. It was like, you know, Yandy came up there with the bun, the top bun. What she should have did, she should have had the Vaseline. She should have spread the Vaseline on the face.
Getting ready
had the
for no it. Earring.
She had the makeup on. You know, she was ready. She was ready to come. So she shows up to I'm assuming.
Was that a pop-up shop? Was
the
that
the pop-up shop?
That no one was at.
What's the clothing line? Called again?
The baby clothes,
the baby
right?
Was clothes. It? I forget what it's
when
called.
When baby mamas come together.
When baby mamas collaborate. So, you know, she comes up, and of course, Erica wants to play dumb. She's like, why? Like, what are you talking about? Like,
yeah.
Why would I do anything like that? I don't talk about you. And then Judy also was like there as well. And it mm-hmm. like really was like some situation. Samantha comes out of nowhere.
Samantha
She's
was like, what?
Like, what? Like, what do you want? Like,
hey, yo, I got really, these tape are really conversations.
Here? Are you really here? Cause
what you want to do?
I do, and I want the business.
Yeah.
You don't want the business. So we come to find out that Samantha tapes everybody.
Everybody, and she admitted it.
She admitted it.
Snakes in the grass.
Snake. She's like, I gotta tape everybody because I don't want nobody coming to me saying that I'm doing this wrong. And, you know, all these women lied. This family lies. I'm trying to protect my family.
Yeah, that didn't make no sense to me.
Sneaky.
If you're family, you go through thick and thin, you don't tape each other.
And she's like, do I care that she tapes me? I don't care. You think I care? These girls
are
delusional.
I don't even
delusional.
Think Erica knew.
You're delusional.
Yeah, right.
You're delusional. So
bring that New York accent
basically,
out.
Basically, then it just gets even, like, you know, crazier. Like, they start going at it, Yandy and Samantha. It was mm-hmm. like, this was premeditated. It was Samantha, the way she came behind, like, she could have easily went.
First of all, Trizzy, I got my money on Samantha. Who you got?
Samantha's... She's out of the gutter. Like, she's with it. Because, I mean, the moment that Samantha called Yandy
a bitch,
she was like, what did you call me?
What did you call
and
me?
I've never seen Yandy throw her hands at somebody before.
Mm-hmm.
And Samantha was like, you don't want it. Like, I will rip you apart.
Yo, I will rock your shit
she
right
was
now,
like,
son.
I will rip.
Yo, I'm not playing with you anymore. Forget these cameras. Don't play.
Remind me of the mother. What's her name? A pimp named Slickback. What's her name?
I don't know her name.
You don't know me. I rock your shit. Inside the live comments, please let us know who you put your money on.
Yeah.
Samantha or Yandy. Let's get this
poll started. I'm ready to give you the business. You don't even want it. She was like, I really just didn't know what was going to go down.
Yeah.
It was just too much. It was, are we fighting? What are we fighting over? DC's leave, you know, a stain on all of y'all? And you're just like... really want to fight? Like, what are we fighting about?
For real.
The conversations, you know, it's just too much. She's plotting. The one thing that I didn't like was that she said, oh, I'm going to keep the kids away from Yandy until the things come out from the blog. And of course, Erica's like, what?
Once again.
I never said that. Like, right. I never, like, like, that never, why would I, do I look like the type to do that? No. I never would.
Trying.
It was like
I can't even talk. I'm flustered over here.
Yeah, it's like these girls, like, they never ever want to own up. They always say, Yandy, you don't want to own up to nothing. You don't want to ever say that you do this or do that. But you can't even own up to the fact that you said all this stuff, that you're trying to go to the blogs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're caught. You're caught up. And you know it.
Shout out to the live chat. Right now, the Sam versus Yandy poll is 3-0. Sam's winning. So keep the votes rolling in
Sam,
there. We got Sam right now. Yeah.
Sam with them hands. She about that action.
I'm telling you, she would rock Yandy shit. I ain't gonna lie to you.
You could just see that built up aggression. Like, these girls have been wanting to fight each other for so long. And finally, when Samantha called Yandy out of her name, she was like, oh, this is for the time that I caught you texting my man.
Yeah. It's like, I think Yandy was just waiting. Say something. Bitch, yes. Oh, bitch, what you say? Boom.
She called me.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's just the perfect time to get into predictions.
Oh, yeah. Let's find out what's going to happen next week, ladies and gentlemen, on Ratchet Mondays.
We're going to get into it.
Now,
your AfterBuzz TV.
So, what do you think is about to happen?
So, prediction-wise, we've seen someone's going to end up in the hospital. I don't know with this show. It could be serious. They could just put that shit just to get us all riled up. But with that said, I'm interested, but I'm really interested finding out where the Jaruski and Drewski's girl end with that situation there. So I think she's going to stick with him.
Obviously. So we see that Peter and Amina and Tara are back in the picture, but the love triangle, the best love triangle in love hip hop history is back. And we see that Amina delivers
born.
The second baby to the Guns edition.
Is that Gunner? No.
No, Gunner is Tara's baby that
okay.
they just had.
So yeah.
So we don't know who this baby is.
I think Peter's had about three kids ever since he's hopped on Love and Hip Hop.
He's like, you know, might as well get that additional money.
Grow the fam out, you
right.
know what I'm saying?
So I think that Peter hasn't got the help he needs, because he's still in denial that he loves, he can love two women at the same time.
Do I think I can love two women at the same time? You know what? I'm gonna go with yes.
Because
and
what?
I'm Why? Going to say I think you can, because you get as a man, women give you two different things that you may possibly be looking for, you know. One, it could only be about sex. Another one, it could be the intellectual conversation. Another one could be the Spanish beans and rice that they always cook. That's a bomb. I'm just saying. So, with that said, is it right? No. Don't judge me. But I'm just saying that's the way the love game works.
Yeah,
what you think?
You know, I guess that's the way that it happened, you know, in the cave times. Look at me. No, I don't think so.
No?
Because oh, okay. Women don't love two men at the same time.
Are you sure?
No.
I was on Facebook, right? There's some dude blowing up off Snapchat because he's got like three girlfriends or something. And he's like living life there in the strip club, throwing dollars, and they all kiss at the same time.
I mean, we've seen athletes do it. I know there's like one athlete that had two girlfriends.
Lil Will?
He had, and they were okay with too, it. Yeah. He'll take you to Bermuda, and then he'll take me to Bermuda. I mean, to Bahamas next week too.
Oh no, they all go
together
at the same time.
The same damn time. So, hey. So basically, Cardi B and Swift, she's crying. We're gonna see that. We're gonna see Hennessy, Carolina, right?
Hennessy, aka throw the alley oop up to what's his name?
She's single now.
She's like, this is the time.
So you better.
If you're trying to get in between, now's the time.
You better, because Spanish mommies like us, we don't come around too many times. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
You feel me? So on that note, we're gonna wrap it up. We're gonna end it here because
we gonna wrap it up.
Next week is gonna be crazy. I guess you guys know, but. We're so glad you tuned in with us.
Shout out to everybody in the live chat for joining us. The final poll on who would get beat up, Sam or Yandy, with my vote included. Who are you going with, Sam?
You know, Yandy. That's where I'm going with.
I'm going with Sam.
I'm going
total vote 4-0.
Power,
shout out to Samantha. You gonna get them hands.
You gonna get them hands. So basically, guys, stay in touch with us. Follow AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, on Instagram, on Snapchat, and, you know, make sure that you download us on iTunes, listen to us on the way to work, listen to us on the way to the gym, you know, all that great stuff, and make sure you leave those comments below, and like us, why not?
Duh.
So, where can they find you at?
Y'all can find me, of course, Twitter, Instagram, at Being Your Own Dad. Like Trizzy said, the blog is popping. Go check that, beyourowndad.blogspot.com. A special shout out to everybody who commented on our last video. Y'all showed love. The good, the bad, we accept it all. Thanks for continuing the conversation.
Yeah, leave us some love. Leave us some comments. We have so much to talk about tonight, so we love to hear from you. And we're back at it all. You know, every Monday, we're doing it live. And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Your Girl Trinae. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.